ABC Listen.
From Bambaraptor to Bellosaurus and Torosaurus to Triceratops, we're back for another Dino Dash in the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! This is the place where reptilian rivals go crest to claw to see who can reach the finish line first. But it's never a walk in the park. From Arctic avalanches to crumbling clay pans, anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and please give it up for the Factosaurus himself, Tim Richards.
I'm as keen as a Cotosaurus, Amanda.
Let's get ready to roar!
Cretaceous America. She's as long as a semi-trailer and as heavy as two elephants. She looks like a cross between a giraffe and a turtle. Black the Ophilippus for Elasmosaurus. Making a splash from mid-Jurassic Europe. It's another marine reptile. She's as long as a bus and as heavy as a rhino. She looks part whale, part
Elasmosaurus has such a long neck, while Liopleurodon has, well, not much of a neck at all.
Neck and not so neck. Let's call them Lassie and Lio.
He is hoping there's some H2O on the course.
Let's see.
Anything goes in the
Phew! This would have been a quick race with no water.
Oh, for drizzle.
There seems to be a channel forming between two land masses.
Yes. And is that a flag flying on the land to the north?
Yeah, it has a white background and a red cross. I think it's the flag of England.
Oh, blimey, Governor. And to the south, I see a flag with a red, white and blue stripe.
Enchanté, it's France. Which can only mean that body of water is La Manche.
Otherwise known as the English Channel.
Oof, one of the busiest shipping corridors in the world.
Our racers will have to watch out for those boats and the channel.
You mean tunnel or channel?
No, I mean channel. It's the nickname for the underwater railway tunnel between England and France.
Whoa! So our races will start on the French side of the channel, swim over the top of the channel, and end near the coast of England. Any predictions for the win, Tim?
Oh, Lio's a little speedier, so I'll pick the European today.
Parfait. Races, on your mark.
Get set.
Reptiles, go!
Lassie swimming ahead, but where did Lio disappear to?
Yes, Lassie's swimming on the surface of the water, while Lio likes to paddle down deep.
We should turn on the underwater cam for a better view of the low-lying Lio. There she is! Way ahead of Lassie already!
Lio is quick. She uses those four flippers to thrust herself through the water, especially when she's in pursuit of prey.
What was that? Come on, let's get back to the surface. Look out, Lassie!
That was close! Obviously, there were no ships in the sea during the late Cretaceous, so Lassie must be a little puzzled by that monstrous machine.
Meanwhile, Lio is oblivious as she cruises deep down below the ship's hulls and rudders.
Oh, here comes another!
Mayday!
Lassie's right in the middle of the shipping lane.
She should use that giraffe-like neck of hers to lift her head and check out the oncoming traffic.
Well, that's the thing. She can't actually hold her head high above the water's surface. Her neck isn't very flexible.
Oh, no. This cargo ship is heading straight for her. Lassie, move!
Down she goes. Oh, just in the nick of time.
Lassie has taken an impressive dip down to the channel floor. But I thought you said she likes to swim on the surface.
Well, that's her preference. She'll need to come back to the top for oxygen at some point. But that big gulp of air she took before her dive should last a while.
Lio's a few body lengths ahead, but what's that in the distance? It looks like a wall?
It's the channel. It's built on top of the sea floor and it's blocking their path. They'll have to swim up and over.
What a feat of modern engineering. Lio's going to have to swim a bit higher to clear the top.
She can swim at all depths if she has to. But like Lassie, she doesn't have gills, so she needs to pop up for air once in a while.
Tim, so why isn't she coming up? She's staying deep and swimming straight for the channel wall.
Oh, I see. There's a school of sea robins down low, and Lio wants a feast.
Robins? There are birds on the sea floor?
No. It's the nickname for a fish called Red Gunnard. Very popular in the English Channel.
Lio!
She ran straight into the channel wall.
And she didn't even get a good mouthful of robin.
Lio's swimming in slow circles. I hope she's not dizzy.
And here comes Lassie gliding up and over the top of the channel like a long-necked mermaid. She's taken the lead.
Well, thank goodness trains in the Dino Dome are self-driving. Imagine seeing a prehistoric marine reptile out your window. What a view!
Speaking of underwater views, can we zoom in for a closer look at Lio?
Poor Lio's hurt.
I would be too after that knock to the noggin.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo, ca-choo to you too.
I'm talking about those fish. And there's another. It's a whole school of cuckoo wrasse swimming up and over the channel.
Oh yeah, they're so colourful and pretty. But we need to focus on Lio. She
has taken off.
She's forgotten about her headache and is chasing the cuckoo fish.
Another racer led by her stomach. At least they're leading her the right way towards the finish line.
Lio's made it over the tunnel.
Sorry, cuckoo.
I see Lassie in the distance, still with an impressive lead.
Or not for long.
Whoa, those cuckoo fish really gave Lio a burst of energy.
Well, it's not the calories, it's the current.
Oh, I've heard about this. These currents have wreaked havoc on human attempts to swim across the English Channel.
Well, it seems they're helping, not hindering Lio. The current has pushed her within a body length of Lassie.
Surf's up!
But that wave came from nowhere.
The waves can get to 2 metres high in the channel. And that one just pushed Lassie backwards.
The races are now neck and almost neck as the swell picks up again.
Just hold on. Is that our first Dino Dome sneeze, Tim?
I think so. Lio must have got some water up her nose. See her nostrils? They're forward facing on top of her snout. So she has a great sense of smell, but yes, may get a little salty splashback from time to time. Unless she's got a cold. We have found evidence of dinosaurs getting the sniffles, just like we do.
You found a fossilised flu?
Well, it was air sacculitis, not influenza, but yes, more or less.
Oh, can we get her a titanosaur tissue? Lassie's taken the lead while Lio clears her snoz. But wait, why is the water so dirty?
It looks like sludge.
Almost black, but strangely shiny.
Lassie is swimming into an oil slick.
Oh no, one of the ships must have leaked.
This is an environmental disaster. The wildlife can ingest or inhale oil like this with devastating consequences.
It's slowing Lassie down. The finish line isn't far away and we've got the Dino Decontaminator on standby if she can just keep paddling through the gross grease.
Let's check on Lio with the underwater can.
Bio's back in action. She's about to pass Lassie.
Just as I suspected, most oil floats on the surface, so the deeper swimming creatures aren't as affected.
So it's a clear path to the win for Lio?
No, not exactly clear.
Is that a blob of jellyfish?
Blob is a great word, but the collective noun for jellyfish is actually a bloom.
Blob, bloom, whatever. They seem to be stinging Lio. Oh, she's wincing.
Oh, I don't know who has it worse. Lio in the stinging jellyfish bloom or Lassie in the oil slick.
Lassie's almost through the oil, but she's swimming straight into the stingers.
Oh, hang on. The jellies don't seem to be interested in Lassie. In fact, it's almost like they're repelled by her.
They're bouncing off her. Does she have a jellyfish force field?
She's coming up behind Lio.
The finish line is mere metres away.
Lassie's gliding through the water like butter.
She's past Lio. Winner! What a slick finish.
Yes, of course. Lassie's skin is covered in grease from the oil slick. It protected her from the stingers.
Aha, like humans who cover themselves in grease before they swim across the channel.
Domus, don't cover yourselves in grease or oil at home. This is strictly an anything goes in the Dino Dome situation.
And here's Lio in second. Jeez, she's had a battering this race.
She sure has. I'll recap while you get the trophy ready, Amanda. Lio dove into an early lead while Lassie dodged ships on the surface. A school of sea robins led Lio astray as she bumped her head into the channel wall. Lassie took the lead while more fish named after birds, cuckoos, tempted Lio back on course and over the top of the channel. Both racers battled against strong currents and swells until a nasty oil slick slowed Lassie down. Lio surged ahead, straight into a bloom of stingers, while Lassie emerged covered in grease and sting-free to take the win.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here in a ship armed with rubber gloves, buckets, and a bunch of skimmers to clean up this oil spill. Come on, Lassie, let's hose you off.
Amanda, aren't you forgetting something?
Right, the trophy. I'll just pass it overboard to Lassie.
Amanda, you dropped the trophy on Lio's head, and now it's sinking into the bloom of jellies.
Ouchies. Sorry, Lio. You really have had a rough day. We'll send Lassie down to pick it up while the Dino Doc gets you an ice pack. And that's it for today's race. Join us next time as two more prehistoric pals go head to head in the greatest race of all time.
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including elephants, goats, honey badgers, and pugs. Yes, pugs.
Dino Dome is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app for free from your app store.